This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 977, The Skinny on Slang for Speaking Part 1.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Can you tell the difference between a real slang word and a fake one? Today, we play a slang game, and you'll learn four native slang phrases to force a 7 or higher for vocabulary on your next IELTS speaking test.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, Aubrey. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you? I see you have your Christmas tree behind you. This episode might come out after Christmas. Hopefully by then it'll be put away. But do you leave your Christmas tree up after Christmas? No.
No. Okay. I don't like to do that. Like it feels lazy to me. And I honestly enjoy being lazy. I do. But I cannot be lazy and relax unless everything's done. Like, I cannot relax if there's stuff to do. So, for example, if it's like New Year's and my Christmas tree is still up, I can't relax. Like, yeah. I can't go watch a movie because
I'm the same way. If there's like if we have a big holiday meal, a lot of people can just go sit in the living room and like chat without the dishes being done. Forget it. I have to clean up every bit before I can relax and just chat and play a game.
Exactly. Me too. I know. Yeah, for sure.
So then I'm doing it all by myself because everybody else just wants to relax. They've eaten this big meal. I have to recruit helpers.
That's what children are for. That's why you had four kids.
Exactly.
So ding, ding, ding. Do the dishes. No, that just creates more dishes.
And my older daughters don't do the dishes very well. I need to get on them a little better, make sure they help better. I let them be lazy. And I shouldn't.
Okay, guys, you are not going to be lazy because we are doing a double today, right? This is on YouTube and on the podcast. So, guys, you can see my Christmas tree if you're on YouTube watching us. So, guys, you're not going to be lazy today because we have a game for you. And we're going to make you think today. Yes. All right. So, what is the game, Aubrey?
I love this. So we are going to share two slang words, each with a definition and an example sentence. And then you guys are going to guess which one is real because one is real and one is fake. We made it up. We made up the definition. We made up the example sentence. So hopefully.
This is so fun.
It's so fun, right? And some of them are a little newer, so you may not have heard them a lot. So don't be embarrassed if you don't know which one, but come back to the blog, look at the definition. And because these are great slang phrases to use on IELTS Part 1 and 2. So you definitely want to start practicing using them.
Yeah, for sure, guys. So again, the way to a 7 or higher on speaking is to not sound like a student, right? For vocabulary, guys, if you want a 7 or higher, you have to show the examiner a range. Hey, range. And it shocks me that we still get questions about this. Like, can I be informal on IELTS speaking? Guys, if you're on YouTube, you see I'm scolding you right now because
with
the finger and the eyes. These are my scolding eyes. James knows these eyes. Guys, you have to use informal language in speaking part one to qualify for a 7 or higher in vocab. You have to. So the answer is yes. Okay. Now, let's get to this game. Okay. Now, Aubrey's going to take the first set. Remember, one of these is real. One of these is not real. So Try and guess which one. All right.
Okay. All right. So the first one is flex as a verb to show off or brag about something. So here's an example sentence. I don't mean to flex, but I got a really high score on my IELTS exam.
Ooh. Yes.
And the second one is the verb flirt, meaning to be brave. So you, or no, this, it's like, it's added as an adjective to describe yourself as flirt. So you'd say like, I'm going to ask for a promotion today because I'm feeling way flirt. All right, Jessica, would you like to share with our listeners which of these two is real slang?
I love it. Yeah, flex. Flex is the real one, guys. I love this. And guys, just to like comfort you, we're not going to teach you anything today that examiners won't know, okay? Like Aubrey has a 14-year-old, so she knows more cool slang than I do. And we're not going to teach you stuff that only like Aubrey knows because of her 14-year-old. We're teaching you stuff that all examiners are going to know today, even if it's newer. Yeah. Okay?
It was good to have you as a sounding board because I hear all this slang that young kids use a ton, but that's not what we want to teach you. Like Jessica was saying, I was like, hey, let's make sure these are all words examiners will know. Jessica will have maybe heard on in IELTS tests. So yeah, these will all be words you can use on part one. Definitely.
Yeah. So flex, it could be a noun, right? A flex, that was a flex, or a verb, right? I am going to flex. So I'll show you on YouTube, the real meaning flex is like when you show your bicep muscle, but as slang guys, it's like bragging. It's to say something amazing about yourself. So guys, you should totally flex in speaking part one. Say how awesome at exercise or cooking you are, whatever, like so, whatever you're good at. Just put that in right away when you are talk about your job in part one, right?
Yes.
Like, I don't mean to flex, but I am so good at my job.
Yes, exactly. Or if you're asked about an item you own or your most valued possession, you could say like, I don't mean to flex, but I recently purchased a Lexus and I love it.
I was going to say a car too. I was going to say a Lambo just because
nice.
James loves cars and he loves to say Lambo instead of Lamborghini. Lambo.
That's
fine. More cool slang. All right, yeah. Guys. So I'm going to give you the next two and then Aubrey's going to tell you which one is true. So guys, which word do you think is real? Do we use fluked to mean copied or plagiarized? Like, I think this essay is fluked. You did not write this. Or is this word real? Shook to mean shocked or confused. That would be an adjective. Like, for example, someone hacked into my email. I am so shook right now. I need to change my passwords. Okay. Aubrey, which one is real?
That's both so fun. So the real one that we use is shook. And you may have heard this before. My daughter says it all the time, but I'm starting to hear everyone say this a lot because it's so fun, right?
I don't feel like this is really new. I think
no, that's true. It's probably been around a while. The young kids are just picking it up and adopting it.
Well, because we used to, I think the phrasal verb form is more common, like to be shook up, right?
Oh,
to be
yes.
like nervous or scared or like worried, a little bit panicked, right? Like, I'm kind of shook up right now. I almost got in a car accident. It's just like not super scared or terrified, but like you're a little shaky.
Yes, and that's definitely slang because grammatically it would be shaken up, but we say shook up as kind of a slang way to say like, ooh, I'm a little thrown off here. I'm a little shook up. And yeah, now we've dropped the up and we just say, I'm a little shook.
Actually, that's in an Elvis song. I'm all shook up. Hey.
Oh, so it was Elvis. We'll give him a little credit.
Elvis. So guys, anytime you're talking about feeling a little bit scared, you can say you felt shook. Or shook up. I think shook is more like modern, right? But we know that Elvis said shook up. So you could use either, guys. If you're talking about, you know, what kind of movies you like or don't like, what kind of stories you like or don't like, be like, I don't really like scary stories because they leave me feeling shook and I can't sleep. I think that would work.
Yes, for sure. Or a part two question, if you're asked to describe a day when something went really badly, something went wrong, and you could say,
yes.
Oh, I was totally shook when I missed the bus.
Awesome.
And so I was late to work and everything was bad.
I love it. I love it. All right, let's get to the next two. Aubrey, can you tell us what the next two possible words are?
Okay, so the first one is down low to mean inside information. For example, if someone asks what happened at work today, and then they'd say, give me the down low, meaning like, give me that inside information. The second one is the word kale, like the vegetable, but used to mean clothing. Like, check out this new kale I bought today. These pants fit like a glove.
I like fit like a glove. That's a great idiom. Yeah, fits really well. Okay, guys, which do you think is real? Down low or kale? Do, 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 do. That's the Jeopardy waiting music. Okay, so the real answer is down low. And we could also say low down. Both are correct.
That's right. Yes, we do hear both.
Yeah, so it's just a noun meaning like insider information. That's it, right? So on the IELTS exam, where could students use this on the IELTS exam? What do you think?
I feel like if you were asked, what is your favorite restaurant? You could say, I'm going to give you the down low about a new local joint that just opened up that I love, right? Just anytime you're giving them the inside information about your town or city, something specific they ask you about, tell them you're giving them the down low.
That's
or the low
so
down.
Good.
You know, it's another good one. A parallel for this I just thought of that I use a lot is the skinny. Do you ever say, give me the skinny?
I
use that a lot. I'm going to give you the skinny on this.
I feel like that's a word from like the 1920s.
Oh, probably.
Like a flapper. Like, hey, give me this. It's the real skinny, see?
Yes.
Like, I don't know if that's true, but that's what it feels like to me.
Like
regardless.
A mobster.
Exactly. Okay, regardless, guys, we still use it today. That's what's important. Use it on the test. The skinny. I'll give you the skinny. So yeah, anytime the examiner asks you to describe your hometown, right? Or your place of work. Maybe if he's like, what would you like to change about your job? And be like, well, here's the skinny. My boss is very moody and I would like her to meditate.
Yes, right? Or if you share anything personal about that at the very end, you could say, so that's the down low.
Yes.
Or that's the skinny. To end it, right?
So
throw
good.
In that slang at the end.
Ooh, guys, you know what? I just thought of a really great thing that we need to remind you about regarding slang is the web class that Aubrey and Michelle are giving. Guys, you can learn so much more amazing vocabulary like this if you sign up for that web class. What are the dates?
So it's January 20th and 23rd.
Nice.
And to sign up, guys, go to allersenglish.com/slang. We are going to share lots of new slang as well as slang that's been around forever, but strategies on how you can use it, where natives use it. And this is really going to help you with speaking part one because you guys know, like Jessica was saying, you have to be able to use informal language and slang on part one to show that range of vocabulary. So definitely sign up, grab your spot now. AllersEnglish.com/slang.
All right. Awesome. I think we're going to wrap it up there for today. And guys, definitely come back to the blog because Aubrey's going to put another pair of words that you
bonus.
Can guess that we did not talk about today. So definitely go to AllersEnglish.com/IELTS. This is episode 977, you guys. So look to see all the pairs of words you've heard us talk about so far, plus a bonus pair. So check that out to learn more vocab, guys. And then, of course, don't forget to sign up for the web class, allersenglish.com/slang. Oh my God, that was the funnest game.
It was really fun. I enjoyed it thoroughly. Yeah, don't look at the comments until you have read the blog post because I'll put the answer in the comments. So read first the second pair, see if you can figure out which one's real, and then check the comments for the answer.
Super fun. Oh, so fun. Ah,
so fun.
Okay. Oh, guys. Remember, guys, we love to do episodes based on your questions. So whatever IELTS questions you have, send them in, guys. Maybe you'll be featured on the show in this new year of 2021. Write us your questions, support@allearsenglish.com. All right. Aubrey, have a wonderful day.
You too. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.